Just a minute. Just let me knee him.
Mike Dams, come on, tell us about this evening. What do you think?
Yeah, it's fair to say, Burnley is quite rapidly rediscovering itself. I don't say reinventing, because actually there's always been a manufacturing tradition. But this is real clever, smart, modern manufacturing. Employing people, the companies are committed to the town, because they're no longer branch plants, they're locally owned. You can see it. People here, very senior people, who care for the place. I will add go further. I think Burnley's now got the best civic leadership I've seen for a long time. So the combination's pretty good. Add to that some investment. Add to that they're no longer introspective, so they're working as part of the wider Pan-Election construct. And connect themselves to Manchester. Much more optimistic about the future.
It's interesting that these awards should take place this time. Everyone's been talking in the last few days about 10 years since the riots and everything.
Yeah,
it's been
sure.
A bit retrospective, which hasn't been necessarily a great thing for the town. But
no, but manufacturing's back in fashion is a bonus.
Yeah.
The country is well cooked to the fact you've got to generate wealth. And the exploits of the football club over the last couple of years have given the town recognition.
Yep.
And for me, a bit like Blackpool, a very positive recognition. And quite honestly, the riots, yeah, 10 years ago, there's still some social issues, but they were never to do with business. And I refuse to believe the young people of Burnley are any thicker or less employable anywhere else in the country. Yeah, all you've got to do is give them a chance and opportunity. Yeah, there are still problems, let's not pretend otherwise. But the positives are gradually drawing away, and the negatives aren't getting worse.
We've seen some great companies, small, medium, large, innovative. Which is the one that stood out for you this evening?
Actually, the award I gave were two large companies. Just look at them, a world-class, world-operating manufacturing company, domiciled here, its French parent's Porsche, which is the most innovative plant it's got, right alongside a big, effectively social enterprise company, operating a very commercialised but working with difficult areas like the aged population, women's refuge. Two great examples of companies who are growing, different ends of the spectrum. You know, who says we can't do the range?
Fantastic.
That do?